This is Michael Johnson, and we're here at the Sun Microsystems offices here in San Francisco. We're talking here with Brian Cantrill, who is a senior staff engineer at Sun. Welcome to the podcast, Brian.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about Solaris, in particular about the Solaris kernel development and about DTrace. So what is DTrace? Let's define that.
Sure. DTrace is a facility that lets you see what your software is doing in the most abstract. We say that DTrace provides you concise answers to arbitrary questions about what your system is doing. So DTrace allows you to phrase questions about your software, and then it instruments the software, be it in the kernel or at user level, to answer those questions, and then it gives you the answer, and you can proceed to another question.
Who would use DTrace?
Well, pretty much anyone interacting with software in really just about any capacity. So one of the misconceptions of DTrace that we hear is that it's for the other guy. So developers will say that it's for administrators, and administrators will say it's for developers. And actually, they're both right, and they're both wrong. They're both right in that it's really for developers and for administrators. It's for technical support personnel. You would use it really in all stages of the software development process, from the earliest conception of software, where you might use DTrace to evaluate some of your assumptions about the system as you're making architectural decisions, all the way through the development of that software, certainly, the actual integration of that software, the deployment of that software into production, shipping that software to customers and so on, and actually supporting that all the way out in the field. So the entire stretch of the software lifecycle, DTrace has a significant role to play there.
So how would someone benefit, say, maybe you can give an example of how someone would benefit by using DTrace on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, you benefit because your system sucks, and you want to understand why. And you can use DTrace to ask questions about why your system is sucking. Because historically, before DTrace, really all you got out of the system were metrics that confirmed what you already knew, namely that your system sucks. And you could quantify how much your system sucks, but that really isn't what you want to do. Your boss isn't asking you to quantify how much your system sucks. Your boss is asking you to make the system stop sucking, please. And so you need to figure out what the root cause of that is. And DTrace allows you to do that. DTrace allows you to correlate that particular aspect of sucking, if you will, to what is actually inducing that, and allows you to rectify the underlying problem. And the underlying problem runs the gamut. Often we find that the underlying problem is very high in the software stack. So it's maybe a recent piece of software that you added, or maybe it's a configuration error. So often these problems can be rectified by the customer in production without ill consequence.
Well, speaking of production, is it safe to use in a production environment?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really one of the core principles of DTrace. We design DTrace around the production environment. One of the things that we saw was that with the increased componentization of software, software was really coming together for the first time in production. It used to be that software was very reproducible, that it was just a single binary that you developed and shipped and then ran. But software's now much more complicated. Now you've got a database server, and you've got a web server, and you've got an application server. And for a given application, an ISV may support various brands of these kinds of servers, and it may be that the first time this particular combination is brought together is actually in your production environment. So it may be that the ISV has got your software vendors may have no way of reproducing the problem that you're seeing. So we really designed DTrace around that production environment. That's where we thought the most important problems were occurring, certainly, and the tools there were anemic, to put it mildly. So DTrace is absolutely safe to use in production, and it's been designed that way from the start.
Now, there are other operating systems out there, say Windows or Linux. Do they offer a similar kind of functionality at all?
No, is the short answer. And I think that the world has seen the impact that we've made with DTrace. It is open source, and some operating systems have started to port DTrace to their operating system. So DTrace is now in FreeBSD. It's going to be in macOS 10. It's going to be in Leopard. Apple announced that at the most recent WWDC here in San Francisco. Other operating systems, I think, are making other decisions. So I can't speak for Windows. I can't speak for Linux either, but I can tell you that Linux is deciding not to adopt DTrace, but to kind of go their own route.
So how does one get started learning D-Trace? I know that you've been thinking about this for a long time. We'll get to your story in just a moment. But how does one start to learn it?
I would Google it, for starters, because you'll find a lot of resources if you just Google it. And in particular, you'll find that the alpha users of D-Trace, alpha in the lead dog sense, have web pages where they outline scripts. They've got lots of scripts you can download, so playing around with. In particular, one that I'd recommend, a guy named Brendan Gregg, who we like so much that we hired him. It has something called the D-Trace Toolkit, and you can download the D-Trace Toolkit, lots of scripts in there, and start playing around with that. You'll find a script that's probably useful to your problem, and then you can look at the script and understand how it works and start fooling around with it. The other thing to do is if you have a Solaris system, all of the demonstration scripts that we have in the documentation, which is an extensive body of documentation, are all shipped on the system. So if you go into user demo D-Trace, you can go there and play around as well.
Any interesting books that are written on it?
Well, we think the documentation is pretty interesting, so you got that. We really believe in solid documentation. We believe in authoritative documentation. So we, the three engineers on D-Trace, wrote that documentation from start to finish. So the D-Trace doc is a great starting point. I would also recommend a book just came out recently by Jim Morrow, Rich McDougall, and Brendan Gregg that actually dives into MDB and D-Trace techniques for understanding the performance of systems. So that would be another recommendation as well.
Now, you've been thinking about this for a while, even before you got to Sun, about D-Trace, about this idea.
Well, I think I've always been enamored with the, or maybe enamored might be the wrong word. I've always been caught, I guess, by the idea of understanding systems. I love software systems. And when I was learning about software systems, it frustrated me that I couldn't actually see what was going on. So really all of my work in computer science has been focused around this idea of how do you actually see the underlying system? And because when you can see that underlying system, you can both learn about it and you can see pathologies. Often very serious pathologies, and often pathologies that can be reasonably easily rectified. So I have always been enamored with that idea, and D-Trace, the kind of the initial ideas of D-Trace were really kind of generalizing the idea of how do we instrument software? How do we change software on the fly such that we can observe what it's doing? And that idea we've been kind of kicking around for on the order of 10 years, but it took us a long time to actually distill those ideas into something that was productizable.
On the web, is there a place where if folks are interested in finding out a little bit more about it or have been curious and thinking about D-Trace, they can maybe track its evolution, look at some of the documentation that you've been writing? Is there a website?
Well, yeah, and I really recommend, again, if you Google D-Trace, you get a lot of resources there, and I'd recommend taking a look at, for those that are so inclined, at an academic paper that Mike Shapiro, Adam Leventhal, and I wrote for the 2004 USENIX, which explains D-Trace in kind of technical academic detail. And there is, in the related work section, we talk about some of the other work in this domain and the history of D-Trace as well to a certain degree. Another resource may be, I recently wrote an article for ACMQ in the February 2006 issue. That's available online too. And that goes into the into gory detail in terms of the history of D-Trace.
And I imagine there's more information at Solaris.org as well?
OpenSolaris.org is kind of our clearinghouse for everything related to OpenSolaris. One of the things we've done for D-Trace in particular is all of the D-Trace engineering interaction no longer happens inside the confines of Sun. It all happens out on the web. So it all happens at OpenSolaris.org. All happens in the public. We are an open source operating system, not just in name, but very much in spirit. And in the way we proceed with our engineering. So if you go to the D-Trace discussion list at opensolaris.org or the D-Trace community at opensolaris.org, you will see very unvarnished discussions. And often, right now, actually, we've got some really interesting discussions going on where you've got really two sides within Sun expressing their views. So it's very unvarnished, and the community can participate and weigh in.
OpenSolaris.org.
OpenSolaris.org, yeah.
Great. I've been speaking today with Brian Cantrill, who is a senior staff engineer for Sun Microsystems. We're talking about D-Trace. Again, check out OpenSolaris.org or some of the other resources that Brian mentioned, which we'll also have on podtech.net links to. And thanks for being with us on the podcast today, Brian.
Thanks for having me.